Of the four resolutions on the Rangel Assembly agenda, three of them passed unanimously. The only one that didn't have overwhelming support was a resolution concerning the support of a grant application to the Alaska Energy Authority to do a feasibility study for electric cars in Rangel. Assemblymember Warren Edgley says he thought the idea was a joke.
I can't imagine, even if somebody had an electric car, that we would want to put up a service station to serve electric cars. They can take them home and plug them in their garage.
Assemblymember Jeremy Maxan says he didn't believe the idea wasn't so far-fetched. He says having an electric car station might help owners who bring those types of cars to Rangel.
I guess the other thing that would be interesting would be to find out what the increased load on our energy use would be, what that looks like. Maybe that study would be something that would help us determine over the next 10 years if we have a whatever percentage increase every year in electric cars.
The assembly voted 4-2 to pass the resolution, with Edgley and Mayor Don McConaughey voting no. Assemblymember Ernie Christian, who pushed for the resolution, was not present at the meeting. The assembly had no problem figuring out who will be on the canvas board for the October 5th election. The assembly voted unanimously to designate members Wilma Stokes, David Jack, and Pam McCloskey to canvass the results. The three members are the only ones who don't have a stake in the election. Rangel has officially thrown its support for project proposals for the statewide transportation improvements program. The assembly voted unanimously to support the list that includes the Evergreen Road Improvement Project. The project would add sidewalks along Evergreen Avenue from Petroglyph Beach to the airport. The project will be eligible for funding in 2013. And finally, it's going to cost a little more to do laps in the pool and pump iron in the weight room. The assembly voted unanimously to approve increases in rates for all recreational facilities. The increases take effect on October 1st. Reporting from Rangel, I'm Tony Gorman.